Welcome to the Hackamania Bat Mitzvah. Woo! Carl is a woman today, everyone! Yay! Maybe some of you know us and some of you do not. We're the guinea pigs of this event.
Yeah. They knew our show sucks, so they gave us the bad audio to figure out. And you guys all get to have
God
a
God bless you guys. God bless the brave warriors of the audio AV guys over there. Patrick Melton is melting down like I've never seen unless my girlfriend has to do literally anything. Thanks. You got a girlfriend. How you guys doing? Welcome to Vegas.
Well, guys, our podcast is called Biggest Problem in the Universe. Wow, what a great show we got here tonight.
I'm doing a moment for Nick Riccata. I've got a tribute for Nick that I would like everyone to participate in. Not for laughing. So if you'd like to take part in my tribute to Nick tonight, free Nick, obviously.
Free Nick Riccata costumes for everyone. All you need is a bag of normal household flour, and you too can experience the Nick Riccata experience. Are your children stinky? Well, you're halfway there.
Do not do this bit if you actually have cupcakes.
There we go. Beautiful. Guys, R.I.P. Nick Riccata. We're all pulling for him, of course. Aaron Imholt couldn't be here for some reason.
He's calling the police right now on all of us.
And he's calling his new bull, Darren, who is apparently a very nice black gentleman. All right. Nick, how are you doing?
Good. I don't know much about the Dabbleverse, but one of you guys summed it up. I mean, I know a little bit. I know Carl for a long time, but I mean, there's just like so much to keep track of. Yeah, I remember my first line. a big blue guy, like indestructible Smurf, summed it up for me outside. What did you say, sir? You said your wife said, "I hate the Dabbleverse more than I hate football, because at least football has a break in it." I feel like my girlfriend gets home and she's like, "So what happened today on the internet?" I'm like, "Oh, babe, you're not gonna believe this. Fucking LawTube is in shambles. There's a civil war going on. And Stuttering John is over here getting queefed on his face." Carl's brother was at an event where, yeah, right?
Well, I really love the Stuttering John drama. Be more new, perhaps. Yeah. Every week I'm like, I wonder if he'll get drunk and do something stupid. Surprisingly, he never fails on that regard.
He never does. So we do the biggest problem in the universe.
Where we bring in a number of problems. We talk about why they are the biggest problem. Any biggest problem fans in the audience?
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, everybody's not sure. Now you kind of feel bad. You're like, maybe I should be part of this guy.
Everyone's like, I thought Carl was going to be here. I wanted to see
Carl. I feel like
Carl.
I'm so far away, and I feel like I'm at a press conference.
Hold it up to your mouth.
Like I was
get
saying,
the mic closer.
I'm getting closer.
In fact, I get a real problem. Just with pick that. It up. There we go.
I feel like Kobe after he like raped that chick. You know?
No, I don't know. What do you mean?
Turned out that wouldn't be the worst thing that happened to him.
No. I always thought about Kobe in the helicopter. Is all those kids are on the helicopter with him? You know?
Hey, thanks, Vito.
Well,
Dr. Steve is here. Big hand for Dr. Steve. He was doing the Tookie suit, and every time I looked at him, he was totally ruining the illusion of it by like holding the hat up and looking down. Like, man, have you ever been to Disneyland before? You're fucking it up here.
Oh, I suck.
Yeah. I did see Goofy trying to beat up a kid once. That was cool.
Yeah.
He should have done that.
Nick Riccata's cocaine demon is out front. You saw that.
Big ass. Winged demon, yeah.
There's a guy here who the last time I saw him, I ripped my bicep at bowling. You could do that. Yeah, I don't know. Are you here?
Yeah. So this really happened. Last time I was doing a show,
Leave our bag of Nick Ricada fun ground something.
She's like, oh, you guys don't want to leave without your $3 of flour. I was at a bowling event, and I was bowling some really, like, out really amazing stuff. No one had ever seen it before. And I ripped my bicep tendon off the bone, right? It was this really gross, like, tearing sound. Yeah, it was really sick. So I go, oh, God, it was the worst thing I've ever felt. And this fucking guy who's bowling right next to me goes, dude, you totally ripped your fucking bicep. And I was like, man, I've never hated anybody more than I hate you right now. So if you see him, kick him in the nuts or slap the drink out of
him. He made it sound way gnarlier than it was.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, if we're going to talk about Nick Ricada, why don't we you want to just get into our first segment?
Yeah, we have a segment.
Yeah, we have a segment. Remember our famous segment? We talk about so many problems on this show.
Okay.
And we sometimes like to revisit past problems. Okay. Now, normally we would have music to cue this up, but instead I'm just going to play it off on a cell phone.
This would
be
great.
A retard. Here we go. And we'll see if this works.
Shh, everyone.
Well, there you go. Can anyone hear me? Well, I'm trying it on this mic. Does that work? Not at all. Where does it come out? Can you hear it? I don't fucking know. All these internet shows are such trash. Like nobody likes onions, and who are these podcasts? That Melton is a clown, and I think Carl has downs. That's made just for me. Filled with transphobia, racism, and misogyny. Saying I wanna vote it up, so go to biggest problem, don't you be there. I wanna vote it up. If you don't, you're gonna kill your family.
Yeah.
Guys, this is Vote It Up, the segment where we visit past problems and put them in a new light. Now, we've been talking a lot about Nick Ricada.
Our legit show is ranking every problem in the universe.
We vote
like
on the problems.
Hitler and, like, getting piss driblets on your pants. Like,
well, Dick, one problem we had all the way back in episode 18 was the problem of cash bail. It's the idea that if you commit a crime, you're forced to pay money to the state to get on out of that and figure out your legal situation. Well, putting that in a new light, popular YouTube personality and lawyer Nick Ricada has just posted a $50,000 unconditional bond in response to his recent drug charges. That means the beleaguered lawtuber will not need to submit to random drug testing nor abstain from alcohol as he awaits trial. Isn't that good news? But not his wife. April is not allowed.
Well,
she's not allowed to drink. He gets to have all the fun.
I think I've had that conversation.
I feel like I deserve this.
Yeah, I can't trust you. You know.
Well, isn't it horrible? Can you imagine having to pay $50,000 to drink alcohol and pass out on stream? Well,
it's worth it, man.
And Holt fucks your wife for some reason. It's a very complicated. So you're very close to the Ricadas. You get very nervous.
Not that close.
You had a good friendship with Nick, but then you're like, wait, I could have fucked his wife? God damn, man. That's only for his really good friends over at the Steel Toe Morning
I don't know how
show.
Much you guys like follow the Steel Toe show, too. Everybody. Oh, boo. Okay, yeah, boo. Which time that Aaron was trying to cry did you thought he would actually do it?
Let's make that man cry.
Yeah. Every time I was like, come on, man, come on, you can do it this time. I've seen you pretend to cry on like 4 podcasts now. This is the one. You should have practiced this in advance. Just imagine your wife getting fucked. It shouldn't be that hard.
Just remember, a stronger, more aggressive lawyer-type personality plowing your wife. Well, guys, cash bail is currently number 114. I think we got to vote it up. Here's another one, though, that I think speaks to you and perhaps a lot of the audience. This is the problem of kangaroo courts. This is from episode 51. This is the idea that perhaps the court system may occasionally turn into a bit of a circus, resulting in strange judgments that not everyone agrees with. Well, a New York jury on Thursday found Donald Trump guilty of 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in an effort to conceal a hush money payment to a porn star ahead of the 2016 presidential election. Now, as a Biden voter, I say, thankfully, I think the law...
He's not joking, boo!
I want an 85-year-old man to stumble around and make laws. It's funny.
That's my excuse for, like, birthday and Christmas now. Like, Trump paid a whore, and he's going to jail, so...
Well,
no Christmas presents for you, honey.
That would be an illegal campaign payment. Trump's guilty verdict will not make him a convicted felon after he is finally sentenced in July... But this verdict will not prevent him from running for president. So we may have a convicted felon for a president, which I know is exciting for you and all your douchebag friends in the audience.
Yeah!
Well, what do you think, Dick? Do you think Trump, is this a kangaroo court situation?
I don't know, man. I don't even know anymore.
Well, you can't take your campaign money and pay off a prostitute to not saying that you had sex with her. That's... You have to, if you're going to do that, you have to put it on the
book. I think we should just all go to jail now.
Who should go to jail?
All of us.
Yeah.
That's just the only way, that's the only place we can be free, right? Just gone to jail.
Well, some would say that we live in a prison.
Yeah,
society.
Okay,
Is that
your bit?
Yeah, that's my terrible segment.
So we decided to do the biggest problem, because usually we do like biggest problem in the universe, right? Like, I can't remember one off the top of my head. What did we do last week?
Finger pain is one that's coming
up. Oh yeah,
out.
Finger pain, that's a big one.
Driving is a problem.
Women driving, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
So we decided to do the biggest problem in Vegas, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know, is anybody actually from here?
Yeah.
A couple people, you two are from here. Anybody drive in?
Yeah.
Yeah, you drive in? Okay, this is my biggest problem in Vegas. It's getting a late start on your road trip.
Oh.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, well, why?
Yeah. Because I've been driving here for like, 25 years. Like, I grew up in LA, so I've been driving here since I was like 18. And every time I vow to get here, so I can get out to the pool and just relax before I have to do any serious drinking, right? Which is like one, I gotta get there by 1 or 2. I'm going to bed the night before, I'm like, I gotta get there by 1 or 2. Like, everyone please leave me alone, I gotta get there by 1 or 2. So I wake up and it's like 8 and I go like, oh, I'm way too hungover, I drank too much. Okay, that's on me, I'm going back to sleep a little bit. And then I wake up and I say, oh, work calls, and I'm like, oh, you gotta run this stuff, you gotta get in this call. Like, okay, that's another hour. Okay, I can still get there by 2. Like, all right, but I'm starting to kind of freak out because it's like a late start road trip now. Like, by the time you put gas and food in there, like, all right. So I'm about to leave now. I think it's like, 9 or something, and I can start getting calls from this guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, do not accept.
Yeah, we have a podcast, sometimes I need to contact you. Can you not just leave the phone on red? Can you, like, pick it up sometimes?
There's never a reason why you would need
to
call anyone.
Yes, there's very important shit for the show that needs to get done, and you just ignore my calls constantly.
You could just say it into the text translator.
I don't want, because it's quicker to fucking call you and you pick up the phone.
So
this is your fucking problem that I needed you to do one little fucking thing for me?
So he keeps calling.
Oh my god, he's such an asshole.
And
what?
I finally pick up and he goes, hey, I got a big problem. And I said, okay, that's nice, I'm leaving to go to Vegas. He goes, no, it's a big problem. I ordered a shipment of toys.
Not toys, collectibles.
I ordered a shipment of toys and they delivered them early to my apartment, so can you please go to my apartment and pick up all my toys?
That's not exactly what happened. Okay.
It is what happened.
No, look, you know how you go on vacation and like you can tell the post office, hey, put a hold on my mail, don't deliver my mail, I'm not gonna be there. And then I did that, and then they said, let's ignore that and leave $1,000 worth of magic cards on this guy's front step in a not great neighborhood because I live in Los Angeles. So some
yeah, exactly. I'm going on a comedy show, right? But I can't not have these toys waiting for me when I get back.
That's not the reason. I don't want an enterprising black teenager to come along and go, oh, look at that.
Why did you have to order new toys?
I'm going to flip them. It's like a business.
It's not a business.
It's a business. It's not hoarding. I'm going to flip them on the internet.
So I think the exact text was, can you or your girlfriend go pick up my toys? Because I had to go to Hackamania early to get a bunch of free steak dinners from fans.
One fan bought me a steak dinner.
Who was that? Who was the fan that bought him a...
That guy.
Yeah.
We had a really nice time, and this is not... Yeah, I went a day early, and we got steak.
He's over here posing in front of steaks like a chick who's worked out for the first time. Like, look at me, all these
steaks.
Very
nice steak.
By the way, I ordered a bunch of fucking toys. Can you make sure to swing by my apartment?
Oh, you 30 minutes, you just go over my fucking house. You're on the way to Vegas anyway. It's like barely off the fucking highway.
So, 20 minutes later...
Did
he
say thank you?
I did say.
I think actually, yeah, I did say thank. How can you thank someone for like 30 minutes of their time, though?
Well, I would say thank you very much for going and getting stuff. I would obviously do something for you if it came up, you know.
Yeah, nothing would ever come up with me, though. That's the.
I think something could come up. I'm gonna
order a vault of toys.
What if you break your leg and you're like, someone's got to come over and I don't know, take me to the hospital or something? Then I would drive over and I would take it to the hospital.
You would?
Maybe, I don't know.
I was going to say that.
I would try. Something.
So I showed up at about like 3.
How much extra time did it really add?
No pool.
It did not add any time to your fucking trip. That's retarded.
No pool.
Thanks to you. Great problem.
Once again, yeah, late start road trip.
So the biggest problem in Vegas is late start road trip.
Well, you got your whole day planned out in front of you, but you know.
Well, that's moron. All right. I'm going to do a problem, guys. This is one that is actually relatable to those of you who are going to be hitting the tables in Vegas. Guys, in 2023, casinos in Las Vegas raked in a record $8.3 billion in revenue from card games, slot machines, and other forms of table betting. And as a result from all this money they're making, Vegas has said, we want all the poor people to stop coming to our casinos. And their strategy for doing that is to make the gambling games have terrible fucking odds, so only rich people who don't care that they're losing all their money will continue to go. Right now...
Wait, what?
Yeah, they're actually...
Are there rich odds? What are you talking about?
Well, basically, because a rich guy loses like $1,000 at the table, he goes like, whatever. But like a poor guy will be like, well, I want like good odds on my blackjack table. And they'll settle in. They want a $5 minimum bet.
Yeah.
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 All right. Right now, all the blackjack tables.
I do hate those $25 tables, man. I thought
$25 minimum bet. That's crazy.
I saw those as a kid, and I'm like, one day I'm gonna be rich enough to play at those $25 tables, and then it never happened.
Well, really, it is just the richification of Vegas. Vegas, the idea used to be anybody with a dollar in their pocket could walk in, get a prime rib dinner, and a blowjob from a fentanyl-addicted lady named Sally.
Yeah,
who,
okay.
I have her number if anyone needs it. And she doesn't charge a dollar anymore, though. They're trying to get rid of all the poor people because we don't go to the tables and just throw money away.
Yeah.
One thing they've done is, of course, in blackjack, you're supposed to pay 3-2 if you hit a blackjack, right? It now pays 6-5.
Oh, really?
Isn't that Yeah, so if you make...
You play blackjack?
I play blackjack. Yeah. I enjoy blackjack.
All right.
If you're out looking at the tables, make sure. Just look for the 3-2 payments. Otherwise, you're going to get a little screwed. Let's see here. According to the Nevada Gaming Control Board, blackjack players lost nearly $1 billion to the strip in 2022, the second highest loss since 2007. Dick, do you know what games you should play on the
war? That's
war is the correct answer.
Craps? You don't play craps. Who plays? Who say
no,
you say
it is craps? He was right. Craps is like the top one.
Yeah, but craps sucks. It's so confusing.
What is confusing about craps? You want sevens, and then you don't want seven.
I've really tried to figure it out, and I just can't.
Sometimes seven is good, and sometimes seven makes you take a bullet and put it in your head because you lost all your money.
Yeah. And then you get yelled at for rolling the dice too hard or not hard enough.
Well, what's cool is they now have...
I feel like it's a game where I can play with my dad.
Well, right? Have you seen the video like craps in the video blackjack you play? They have like a virtual reality dealer, you know?
No.
And so it'll be like a lady, like an Asian lady, who goes, "Oh, welcome to a blackjack. Gonna have a real good time tonight." She doesn't talk. She's talking that in my head. And the best thing is, unlike the regular blackjack table where I go, you fucking cock, you fucking bitch, give me my fucking money back. I can say that to her and she's fine with it.
Oh, you can't say that anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's been the slow tyranny of the dealers.
Can't call the dealer a cunt.
Yeah, yeah, that's
you fucking cunt. What the fuck?
You used to be able to do that.
Is that one of your problems?
Yeah. Yeah. You used to be able to smoke 2 cigarettes at a table.
Yeah.
Right? You remember that? You could say cunt under your breath and get away with it. Now you can't.
You could say crazy racist shit. You'd be like, I don't want to buy that anymore. Get out of here.
Yeah.
No, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah. Okay. What is your...
My problem was, again, that they're kicking the porns out of Vegas. And we're not going to have any fun anymore. The true problem.
What do you want to gamble? You want to play like quarters against the wall out in the back of the bar?
Well, actually,
for magic cards.
Yeah, for magic. Well, magic cards are my gambling. I have a lot of fun with that. All right, Dick. What other problems we got here in Vegas?
The drinks are getting slower and slower. Anybody else see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get one. Last time I was here, I didn't even get one drink. I think I sat there. I sat at the table. I slept at the table.
The waitresses are kind of bitchy, it feels like, at the table.
I don't know what they're doing anymore, but they're not serving drinks.
Are you tipping?
Oh, fuck no. Who said that? How do they know, though? You saying they can look at me? Like, oh, that guy's not going to fucking tip.
Oh, you got to tip really hard on the first
but
one.
But I've never tipped, so...
You know, tip to keep them coming around.
Get that guy out of here.
Yeah, get him out of here. And a bit of an attitude.
Yeah, I'm going to read one of these. People telling you your problem will be fixed if you do one more thing. Who said that?
It's a blowjob.
It is a blowjob. Is that people... Like go to rehab. They always say that. Oh, your problem's going to be fine. You just need to go to rehab. Well, try it.
Let's see. Why all Chicago Italians act like Joey C? I mean, I'm not running with a lot of Chicago Italians. I don't know who's having these problems.
How does Joey C act?
Yeah.
Can someone do it?
Like a Chicago Italian.
Alright. I don't think I can read this. Can I read this
like,
one?
Oh, no. I'm thinking about a Philadelphia Italian.
Totally different.
How does a Chicago Italian act?
Joey C.
Oh, shit. Is he here?
I'm here.
You're here? Can you do it? Can you do it for us? Is that it?
That's the man, Joey C, over there. That's the guy that does it.
Tell me about the last good Italian sandwich you had. What was on it?
The last what?
Italian sandwich.
I had a super salad.
Yeah?
And some capicola.
All right, he's a real Italian. All right. I have to check.
Low-hanging titties.
Low-hanging titties.
Who said that?
Is the biggest problem in the universe.
No one's going to cop to that. No.
Any ladies in the audience who have any personal experience with low-hanging titties?
Definitely a man's writing. Well, I mean, a male's writing. That's pretty...
Let's see here.
Very high dots on the eyes on titties.
These are user-submitted problems here from you folks in the audience. Military discounts. What do you see a guy in like a fucking uniform getting $5 off of a car at the Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah,
you cocksucker.
Yeah.
How dare you give him a free donut?
And getting to board planes early?
Getting to board planes early is bullshit. Yeah.
God, you son of a bitch.
Even the disabled ones, because they really lord it over you. Like, oh yeah, what happened to my legs? You're like, I don't care. Who cares? This just says the blacks, so we don't need to move on.
I told that guy not to do that. I saw him.
Well, it's a little late.
This one says veto.
Oh, that's not a good one.
Who wrote that? One of you guys? Yeah, you did.
And both. This one says green olives. You guys got some shitty problems if green olives is the worst thing going on in your world.
This one says Patrick. That's false.
Patrick Melton?
He was scrambling like a space shuttle launch before this put this together.
People who bring their dogs out on the hot pavement. Okay, what the fuck is this
shit? Who wrote that? Some chick.
Well, that's good, because the next one just says women.
You know what's worse is just constantly hearing about,
good.
Well, is the pavement good. Too hot? I don't know, honey. I'm just not like
I'm
a
not
pavement
sure.
hot expert.
How about being cucked by an ugly guy? And then as if we weren't going to get it, they wrote Aaron Imholte. Thanks for clarifying. You don't need to clarify, you know? Kind of defeats the purpose of the writing the joke out to begin with. What do you think about this Aaron, gentlemen, huh? What do you think about this steel toe?
Nick's got to kill him.
Yeah, I am. I can't leave the state. Oh, wait, they're in the same state.
Oh, yeah.
I guess murder is still illegal regardless.
I don't know. What do you do? What do you do if you get...
I think this is going to be the year of steel toe. He's on an upward trajectory.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. I think it's nothing... steel toe nation from here on out.
He's going to base his career on getting cucked.
He can have different theme days, like Tuesday, crying about my wife fucking a man. Wednesday, beating off, thinking about my wife getting fucked by another man.
Yeah.
Thursday, drawing pictures of my wife getting fucked by another man.
He can bring in a new wife.
Like, yeah, exactly.
The show, and then, like,
the wives.
Yeah, everyone's waiting, like, ooh, when's this wife gonna get fucked?
Well, he's gotta get a new female co-host now, and then everyone in the audience will be like, when will the cuckolding continue? It's That'd the most good. Exciting part of the show.
It'd be a good bit. Like when Kramer, like, busts through the door, right? Like, oh, when's this girl gonna get fucked?
Should be classic. We need more classic drive time radio, you know?
Welcome to Aaron's Cuckold Corner. You just got cucked.
Today, Aaron's Cuckold Corner, and you can go through the cuckold news and, you know, famous cuckolds throughout history. William Shakespeare was famously cuckolded in 1842.
You think he would take more than like a day off, right?
I would think he would stop talking about doing a lot of cocaine in a town that is apparently very vindictive.
Oh, yeah.
Cracking down on those people.
Irritatingly, this is the problem. Irritatingly having to pay for maid service. Maids should be free. They used to be a very brief period in history.
There were the field maids and the housemaids. The field maids were not having a lot of fun.
I agree.
They sang some fun songs,
in theory,
though. Yeah. How about this one? Ray DeVito is the biggest problem in the universe. Who agrees with that? Poor Ray.
Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, somebody said. At least in the woman. What's the worst part about them, you think?
The Alzheimer's?
The worst part is probably when Joe Biden tries to tell a story.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. When he goes, this is something everyone can relate to. Remember when there'd be a big black guy at the pool? You're like, what? No. Like, you know, like Corn Pop. This guy, Corn Pop. And he'd be corn popping around the pool. And you're like, what are you talking about, Grandpa? This is fucking insane. Yeah. And he's running our nation. How about bringing up 9/11? Oh, wait, shit, I just did it. I'll never forget, folks.
What's wrong with bringing up 9/11?
Yeah, we love 9/11.
I mean, that was the last time I felt like, yeah, we're on the right track, right? When The Matrix was awesome, 9/11, we gotta do something about this. Then everything got all messed up. What is that?
Oh, I don't know, these fucking suck!
This is white women cultural appropriation.
How does that work?
White women culturally appropriating things. That's the biggest problem in the universe? Who wrote that? Someone with dreads, I'm guessing. Is that a good guess? They do. They do appropriate a lot. Huh? They're taking video games from us now, right?
Who's taking video
white
games?
White women.
White women are taking video games from us.
Yeah. We're like the indigenous species of video games. They're taking it from us.
I think video games are doing just fine.
Oh, you're such a... Okay.
I don't know, man. Like, what are you talking about?
Okay.
Man, there's a lot of racial ones. How about Indian drivers? Are Indians bad drivers?
Yes. Seriously?
What do you mean? What's so bad about this? I would think if you're on the streets of Bangladesh, you've got to navigate, like, a lot of shit real quick.
Is that how you want somebody driving around?
Well, yeah. He keeps the stats he got on the street of Bangladesh.
We have, like, a very intricate system. Like, a very intricate system of, like, social dynamics. Where you got to... pay attention to people and, like, let other people go in front of you.
Yeah.
Is that something you think that they excel in?
Indian people?
Yeah.
I don't know what they excel in. I don't know a lot about the Indian culture.
How do you think Bob's Vagine translates to driving? Let me ask that.
All I know about Indian people is they like singing and dancing. I've seen their movies. That's fun.
You haven't seen their movies.
I saw Slumdog Millionaire. I know they like that uplifting story.
Yeah.
And I know they like calling me all the time to try and help me with my car insurance and to buy a gravestone for some fucking reason.
Really?
Yeah, I keep getting calls from Indian people going, hey, you have Medicare Part C or whatever? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And I just talked to them for a while.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
what do you mean a while?
I mean, I managed to get these Indian guys. I find, a lot of them are really sad. The Indian call center guys.
Yeah, they tell this story?
No, because they call up and I go, hey, man, like, how'd you get this job?
Yeah.
He goes, what do you mean? I go, well, like, is this really what you want to be doing with your life? And I had an Indian call center guy go, well, no, but there's not, like, a lot of good jobs out there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but you sound like a self-starter. I don't think you should be working for these guys, just cold calling Americans trying to scam them out of Bitcoin and fucking iTunes gift cards. Do you think your mom would approve of this?
How long do you have these conversations?
I went on with this guy for, like, 20 minutes, and I said, listen.
Fire.
I don't think anyone in your life has ever believed in you the way I believe in you right now.
Yeah.
Hashir. This really happened, yeah.
I didn't believe you.
I don't remember his actual name. It was like John Jameer or some shit.
Yeah.
And I said, I want you should be running the call center. I said, what's your boss like? And he's like, well, he's an asshole. And I'm like, well, you should be the boss. And you should get all the iTunes gift cards. Why are you getting iTunes gift cards?
Are you like happy when you get scam calls?
Yeah, because I talk with them. I record half of them. It's fun. I want these Indian people. Look, here's the thing. Is like, we can just get regular jobs, but these guys... Like, the best job they can get is tricking white people into giving them iTunes gift cards.
Okay.
That's a sad situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're like, well, maybe there's something better.
Maybe it's not.
Well, that's the problem, is I think about what you could do in India, and I'm like, well, you could sell curry, and that's where my brain stops. I don't know what else you would do. What do Indian people like? Make another Slumdog Millionaire movie, I guess.
People who whistle at work? Yeah. Who wrote that one?
Who's whistling at work?
What are you doing? Those are my cards.
All right, we'll take all the cards.
My cunt.
Got you
good. Wrote that one.
Got you good.
Nobody wants to confess to these now. This is obviously a woman's writing. So guys, beware. There's a disaster walking out there tonight. Yeah, what?
I got nothing.
Like work.
Did anybody go to any Vegas shows? Anybody coming with a Vegas show while you're in town? Other than this garbage? Good! You're smart.
Tolerance. Who wrote that? No, nobody wants to claim tolerance.
No one wants to claim tolerance? Tolerance is a problem?
Yeah. I think there's a lot of like hidden racism, and now I regret the cards.
Why was
it a bad idea?
It was a bad idea.
It was a bad idea. We should have had somebody monitoring the cards. Now I realize it's just a way to make us say racist things. That's it.
Once again, I have the blacks. Oh, wait, here we go. I was going to ask you, Dick, have you ever been to these Vegas shows?
Yeah, what do you mean? Yeah.
Wait, what Vegas shows have you been to? You go to like the Cirque du Soleil or something?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. I went years ago with my dad to a Vegas show. This was my other problem.
Mm-hmm.
These terrible... Actually, it's a specific guy. I don't know if you guys have been to Vegas. Have you heard of a guy called Terry Fator?
Yeah. Later.
Why do you fucking know how to pronounce his name? Do you like this guy? Yeah. Okay. Is he like beloved in Vegas? People like this guy?
Yeah.
He's like the bad puppet guy. Yeah. Which is the worst... The fact that there's a good puppet guy sucks. I can't believe there's a slightly worse puppet guy that we can, like, oh, I couldn't get tickets to the good puppet guy. The one with the fucking terrorist puppet. You know
yeah, the
guy?
Terrorist puppet's awesome.
Yeah, right? That's the good puppet guy. And then you're like, oh, I couldn't get tickets to the good puppet guy.
Yeah.
I gotta go to Terry Fator, okay? Yeah. So me and my dad were like, oh, this will be cool. We'll go see a puppet guy. Puppets are cool, right? And we go to watch this guy's show, Terry Fator, and he's just kind of singing songs with the puppets. I'm like, okay, well, I guess he just sings songs. It's not really that funny. And then he goes, I want to sing you a new song I wrote, and my agent told me not to sing this song, and I said, well, I'm going to do it anyway. And the song is called Horses in Heaven. Have you guys heard of this? Okay.
It is a real thing.
This is an actual song that he sang at a fun... Everybody's there like, oh, it's going to be like fun, like the puppets are going to sing funny things. Horses in Heaven?
No, that sounds terrible.
Real quick.
I don't want to think about either of those things.
So this is a song in the middle of a fun puppet show, and he has a video of him singing it with his turtle puppet. Have you seen the turtle puppet that he has? This is a song about a child who's dying of cancer. You know, he had the trans puppet come out. He did a lot of trans stuff back when you could do that. And that's funny. That puppet thinks it's a lady.
Oh, like as a joke?
Yeah, it's like a joke, right? Yeah, okay. And then he has this turtle here that you can see. And he says, well, me and my turtle are going to sing a song about a child with cancer who likes horses. And let me see if I can pipe this through at all.
No, it doesn't work. Just read the lyrics.
I was gonna read the lyrics.
Yeah.
Well, basically,
is this at the end of the show?
No, this was midway through the show. We had to watch another hour. So he has a I don't know if you see this, like a PowerPoint presentation of just black and white pictures of horses, and he's going, Billy wanted to know when he dies from the fucking cancer, are there indeed horses in heaven? I'm not making this up.
What did the audience say?
The audience was, well, half the audience like showed up and they're like, yeah, that's right. Jesus is going to help that kid get a horse. And I'm just sitting there going, I can't believe we paid like $80. All right, here we go.
Do you do that every night?
After
or
months
twice a night?
Shut the fuck up. After months and months of chemo, Bobby's friend is getting weak. Bobby is the healthy child.
No.
And his friend is dying of cancer. He spends less and less time here. And he can hardly speak. Bobby asks him what he wants next month when he turns 7. And holding onto a tiny plastic horse, he says, are there horses in heaven? The fun Vegas show for everybody. And then this is the... Are there horses in heaven?
That rhyme is no good.
He said, my friend with cancer turned 7, and he wants to know are there horses in heaven. That's the line.
Oh.
Alright, and the chorus goes,
thank God he was turning 7.
Are there horses in heaven? Can we ride them to the stars? Will they take us up to Jesus Christ and drop him in his arms? Will I know how to ride them? Will I make it to 10? Won't please somebody tell me, are there horses in heaven? And the song dies and the kid dies of cancer and his mom sings the first. So,
does he pretend to cry like Aaron?
No, him and the turtle pretend to cry. Him and the fucking turtle puppet. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. And then he went back to singing Diana Ross songs. You're like, I'm just supposed to forget that you put pictures of horses on a thing and sing about Jesus? I can't forget that.
Wow.
And then he did a tribute to 9/11 at the end of the show. I forgot about that. At the end, him and the fucking turtle puppet and all the puppets like salute the Twin Towers.
Was there any troops crying?
Oh yeah, this is what I'm for.
I don't fucking remember. And like, all I remember is him saying,
with
like,
Pat Tillman is like Mufasa in the clouds.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And the whole show, he's going, my agent told me this was a bad idea, but you guys get it, right?
It's way worse than a bad idea.
This is fucking weird.
Wow, that's pretty bad.
So that guy finally lost his show at the Mirage, and I was like, oh, thank God, no one's gonna. He's still singing his dead kid song at every show.
He's still alive, that guy?
He changed it now and said it was for the Nashville. What happened in Nashville? A bunch of people died?
Oh,
he released a remix of Horses in Heaven.
Was there a shooting?
Yeah, there was a shooting, and he said, oh, time to remix it. So it's about
maybe
shooting.
He's singing about all the fat bachelorette parties.
Yeah. Well, now he's at the Stratosphere. So if anybody wants to see a bunch of puppets singing about it.
Now I really want to see
cancer.
That.
Yeah. I wish I could have brought up the video. I mean, you can find it on YouTube. And a couple technical difficulties.
My first Vegas show was... I was a kid. I might have been like 10 or 11 years old.
Yeah.
And I was really into I was into magic, like, you know, magic tricks and stuff. Like a little kid, you know, I don't know. I feel like I have to
justify. Your uncle takes you in the magic closet.
Yeah. I feel like I have to justify that because it's like a nerdy thing to be into, but this doing podcasts is so much worse, so. My mom, we were all going to Vegas. My parents bought into that Vegas is for family shit, when it's not. Like, you just sit in your room and your parents go have fun. You go by the pool all day. My mom got us tickets to see Lance Burton. And they were sold out of the normal show. So she got tickets to the after 10 p.m. show.
For who?
Lance Burton, the magician.
Who the fuck is Lance Burton?
He's an old, he's before David Copperfield.
Okay.
And it said, you know, warning adults, it said like in small print, warning adult magic. And she thought, oh, maybe they had like some dirty words or something, right? We go there. And I remember she got his seats right in the front. Like I'm, you know, 11 years old, 12 years old. I don't really remember exactly. I don't remember how old I was, but I remember what I saw. It was a table like this, and I was right in the front, right on the stage. Lance Burton comes out, and he's like, you know, magician, gay magician, like, check this shit out. Wow, wow. Like,
oh, he's
wow,
gay. Yeah. He's a gay.
They're all kind of gay.
Okay, that's funny.
He's like, wow, look at that. Oh, my God. He's got a thing, you know. He's got a
streamers coming out.
Yeah, streamers coming out, right? Okay. Check this out. Shit out. I'm cutting it. Wow. And then, like, his assistant comes out, and they're like, oh, my God, wasn't that crazy? And then he's like, and check this trick out, everybody. Boom! And all the women's tops fly off. I said, whoa! It's like, oh my God. My mom is sitting there with my dad, and her parents were at the show too. And she's like, oh, I can see her. Oh no. And everyone's looking at her like, what the fuck did you do here? She's like, it's not. Why did they let them in here? Why didn't someone else stop this? Like,
security saw a little kid going in, like, that's gonna be pretty
I thought adults only was like a suggestion.
And that year you went to your parents and said, I want to go to magic camp.
Yeah, that changed my life. I've learned something. I was like, man, I don't care about anything now.
You spent the rest of elementary school trying to make women's fucking tops fly out.
But you just learned the words. Jazami, Clambra. That was a great show. I don't think Lance Burton does that show anymore, but I highly recommend it.
Vegas is a place of many wonders.
Yeah. Okay, do you have any more problems with Vegas?
No,
lost porn. That's another problem of mine.
No, like, lost? Oh, you want to see people losing big at the slot machine?
Well, yeah, I've seen people win big. You can always, they're always screaming, and it's like fun to get out, you know. It's like, ah, fuck you. Like, I'm not winning big. Go kill yourself.
Well, you know my
but there's no, like, there's nothing for the big losers. Like, I knew a guy in Vegas. He came to Vegas, he showed up, and he lost like 20 grand in a couple hours. And he was like, he was really distraught over it. He was telling me the story, and I was like, oh man, wow, that's so bad. But inside, I'm like, oh yeah. It's not me. That's awesome. So I wish there was some kind of like lost, like retard casino, like, you know, loser. I mean, strip club, I mean, I don't know. I want it to be focused on like how much money they lost, though. I wish there was something like that here. What is it?
Lost Man Jack.
Can you go there? Guys are just like, I think like AA would probably be a good place you could go for that, but I think talk too much.
Well, I have a personal Vegas problem that probably a lot of people won't relate to.
Okay.
It's that I can no longer get into the yearly Domino's Pizza corporate Vegas retreat seminar and basically Scientology convention. So, my father, who sadly passed, ran a number of Domino's Pizza franchises. So every year we got to go to the big Vegas Domino's Pizza hyper meeting seminar.
Okay.
And what I learned is that everyone who owns a Domino's Pizza franchise is fucking insane.
Okay.
You went in there, because imagine like you all sit down in like an auditorium, the lights come down, and it's like, ladies and gentlemen, pizza is about to fucking change forever. And then, have you ever seen the Domino's DXP?
What? No.
Okay. So,
what would it look like? Maybe.
Well, when I saw it, I thought I saw the fucking eyes of God. That's what everybody else fucking saw. They drive a car onto the stage, and it's a car with a pizza oven built into the back of the fucking thing.
They're like demoing new pizza shit?
No, it's literally the future of pizza was going to be that they would put the pizza half-cooked into the back of the pizza oven.
I remember this. And it would cook
on the way to your car.
Okay, yeah.
And they're going, ladies and gentlemen, the future of fucking pizza is here. Dane Cook's going to tell you all about it. Dane Cook comes out and is like, fucking pizza, yeah! Woo! It's never gonna stop. And the lights are going on, and all these Domino's pizza guys are like jizzing in their fucking pants.
Wow. Yeah.
Turned out the DXP just set on fire constantly, so they never really made it into production.
Yeah.
Like, people were signing up, you had to pay like $100,000 to get this car, and after like 12 trips,
I want it.
It just lit up. Well, here's the thing is.
Now, can I just plug an oven into the socket?
Well,
is that possible?
That.
Yeah.
A guy found a scrapped one in a scrapyard. He found a Domino's DXP that somebody had like crashed into a wall. And it was a YouTube guy, and he said, "Oh, we're going to rebuild it. It's going to be cool." And Domino's lawyers said, "We cannot let DXP technology get into the public's hands."
Is this guy
they
you?
They sued him, no, but they sued this guy for millions of dollars. They said, "You have to give us back the DXP, the future of pizza technology."
Yeah.
And they said, "Why? You don't even want it. It just kills people." And they're like, "We don't care. We fucking want it back." So I no longer get to go to those.
Wait, so why can't you go?
Well, because I don't have any connection to Domino's Pizza anymore. My dad used to sneak me in, and I'd steal a bunch of, I don't know, stress balls and stupid shit.
Yeah, I could see that.
I guess also the biggest problem is that the DXP never came into fruition. Can you imagine pizza cars driving around? It'd be pretty cool.
Now it would just smell like pizza all the time.
Yeah, well, Domino's has killed too many people over the years, so they're kind of like... Domino's has killed a lot of people.
What do you mean? What
are
you
Well, yeah, you know the Noid? Everyone remembers the Noid?
Yeah.
Do you know why they don't do the Noid anymore? I've heard about it. Okay. There's a guy named Arnold Noid, like a real guy.
Yeah.
And he's like hanging out at home, and he's like, "Oh, what's this commercial with this satanic bunny rabbit commanding me to kill people?" And I said, no, he just hates pizza. And it's like, no, he's definitely telling me to buy a gun and murder people. So he actually ordered a bunch of Domino's pizzas to his house, and he held a Domino's delivery driver hostage for a day, saying, "The Noid told me to do this."
Avoid the Noid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He did not avoid the Noid. He embraced the Noid as his dark lord and savior. And then they had to get rid of those commercials. So there's a dark past. There's a
Is
dark
he still
history.
Alive?
Is Arnold Noid still? Yeah. I don't know, man. We have to see.
Expansion. What did you mean by that? Expansion of what? Wasteland.
Biggest problem is expansion.
Yeah, I see you doing the motion. The universe. Very cute. Who's Chad Zumach? Who wrote that?
That's you guys are all Cunha's cucks.
Come on. That's one of the characters I don't know.
Wait,
Chad
forget.
Zumach?
Do we like Chrissy Mayer or no?
That's how I feel about it too.
She shouldn't have stole those Christmas presents.
Can you sum Chad Zumach up in a word? Is that possible?
Loser.
I'm hearing.
Boring.
Well, Dick, I don't know if you know this, but famously Chad Zumach had to fight off several Cumia defenders in the streets. He was just minding his own business, and they came at him, right?
I don't know.
Didn't they come at him with a paint can or something? An oil can? Yeah. Chad's just a fighter. He's a fighter.
Lane assist safety features that you can't turn off. Who said that? You did? Oh, man, I got those. I borrowed my girlfriend's car to drive out here because she's got that, and it's like... terrifying when I realize how long I've not been paying attention to the road at all. Like, I cranked the steering wheel down to an unnatural driving position, so it's not like driving it inside out. And I just use my knees to like nudge it when it beeps at me because it knows I'm not looking at it at all. I don't know.
My car doesn't have any.
That's self-drive, as far as I'm concerned. You don't have any of that?
I don't have any.
What's that?
That's my, I gotta feed the meter in like 20 minutes. What? I forgot to set it up. Someone took this name of the show a little too seriously and they wrote Entropy. Guys, I know biggest problem in the universe, like I get it. But you're thinking a little too hard.
Now I just gotta sit and think about that one. Too many Miss Piggies.
Every time I go home, another one of my friends is destroyed by Miss Piggy. Soft on the earth bed. Every single time I go home, another one is lost.
Yeah, you and Nick Riccata have the same dealer?
What?
I think there's a little inside baseball for fans of the show.
Yeah. It is inside baseball.
Well, guys,
you got more Vegas problems.
I don't know. I mean, we've hit a. I think we've got a tight schedule here, and I don't want to go over.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we're going out on a high note. The audience is dying. You know, the audio is, no, we got everything figured out. We're having a great time.
Did we?
At Hackamania.
Do we have any comments, Patrick?
No. Patrick's loving it. We're the test show.
I can see.
I used to
try to stream my live shows, and it was such a nightmare that I ended up just duct taping a cell phone onto a tripod as like a fuck you to everyone. And that was probably the best audio video I ever got.
It works really well.
It's gonna get better. Tell everybody on the stream it will get better, everyone.
On the stream.
It's fucked up right now. We are aware of it.
They're aware that it's fucked up.
All the issues.
Don't hold me accountable if it doesn't get better. I'm obviously just saying it because I was told to say it.
Well, in summary, we're all pulling for Nick Ricada. We all love Chad Zumok, of course. We wish he could be here.
How about that stuttering John?
How about that stuttering John? I was hoping he would show up.
What would it take for him to show up? I would be intimidated if he showed up. Right?
Well, I mean, he's such a legendary comedian. Ride Dog for $3 says, fix the website.
That's good. That's a good sign.
You should have come live.
I knew it was going to be good when I came in and saw that the Hackamania thing is on like a lump. Because if it was me, I would have been pissed about that. I'm like, God damn it!
I was.
Yeah, I knew. I walked in and I saw it on the little. It's, I don't know if you can tell, but it's like jutted out, so it doesn't look good. But you're like, well, I bought the fat head, and it's gonna look better than if there's nothing up there. But I saw that, and I was like, awesome. That happened to somebody else who's not me. That's great.
Well, at least we have the famous Hackamania balloon.
Yeah,
that's what's important.
Who's here for Quarrel? Is that who everybody... Is he the... He's the anchor of the Dabbleverse, right? He looks more successful every time I see him. It's always a couple months. Like, maybe the people in his life probably don't see how much better he... What is it?
Has any club-footed individual ever done as well as Carl?
It's like a whole season before I get to see him again. I'm like, man, you somehow look better every time I see you, which I thought would be... I mean, I thought would be easily possible, but... Still, it's happening. You usually don't see it.
Carl put together such an incredible night of stars. Yeah. I mean, really, just the magic of the WATP, Dabbleverse.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
I really that club foot. Although I will say the frosted tips, I think you cheated. I don't think those were real frosted tips.
No.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm saying like frosted tips. He was supposed to like land.
Oh yeah, it was like a hair.
A little bit of like hair gels. No, you got to go to like a salon.
Yeah, I agree.
He fucked up the wheel of consequence.
Internet trolls. Who the fuck would write that? That's.
You realize you're all internet trolls, right? I mean, everyone in this fucking audience, you're the problem.
It's time for
you
some
reflection. You realize Stuttering John would be, like, internationally famous if it wasn't for you horrible people? Stuttering John was about to have his big breakthrough. Him and Leno, he was coming back. He was going to do the thing with the coffee mug. There you go, Jared. There you go. His trans kid was going to turn back and give him a hug.
Does he really have a trans kid?
He does have a trans kid.
Which way?
We're not allowed to joke about it, apparently. Apparently,
what do you mean,
well, weird? Stuttering John will make a big deal out of it.
He already did make a big deal out of it.
Well, because Carl famously said horrible things about Stuttering John's... Well,
Losers!
Bunch of losers!
What did he say?
No, I think he just said, did you know Stuttering John is a trans kid? And Stuttering John lost it for some reason.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah. and then it turned out Stuttering John was like, how could you joke about these brave transgender individuals? And then they found a bunch of his old comedy where he's like, look at these fucking trannies! And you're like, hold on. Seems like you're the cat pot cat calling the kettle drunk.
Yeah. Are you guys excited for Puppets?
Yeah. Tuesday is here! Yeah. Yeah!
Are you excited for the creep off?
Yeah!
Amazing. Are you excited for the open mic contest tonight?
Open mic contest. Comedy on the stage. Who will win? What is it? 10 contestants?
Hopefully the audio will not be fixed for that.
That would be the best. That's the most important thing. All right, we have a... Is that a thing on the stage that is relevant in any way?
I don't know. It goes.
Someone
go
put
check
a Vito's booty on the stage.
Yeah, I feel like Vito's booty won't really go over because nobody knows why the fuck the pirate is making you weigh yourself.
Well,
and you know, we don't have a...
We don't have a scale at all.
I do have a scale.
How much do I weigh? Oh, there's money in Vito's booty this week. This is a treasure chest type segment.
I actually did. I took one of the toys out of your box.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
It's one of your magic cards.
No, it isn't one of my magic cards. Shut the fuck up.
I do have a scale.
I'm not weighing myself in Vegas.
You've been going around getting like free steak dinner. Did you get the full Vito experience? Who's the fan?
It was the Vito VIP experience where you buy me a steak and I eat the steak in front of you and then I leave. I don't see how that's not exciting for the fans. That was exciting. That's a once in a lifetime thing.
Was it exciting? Can you rate the Vito experience?
Oh, is it better than drinking Faygo in the VIP meet and greet? Oh, I can see Carl Hamburger.
On a scale of one to a billion, what are you?
Seven Mickey.
Well, that's
was the Vito steak experience better than meeting Tukey for 3 minutes before he realized the costume was suffocating him? I would say yes.
All right, well, if you want the toy that I stole out of your box, you can weigh yourself. And
it's retarded. I just weighed another pound.
I'll smash it.
I'm going to weigh a shit ton.
What do you guys think?
I got stuff in my pockets.
Andrew, I mean, we have a whole theme song for this usually. What's that? Oh, you're going to do the theme song?
Look at the scale so he doesn't lie.
You can't do the song.
It's a Bluetooth scale, okay?
This is so gay.
I know what I'm doing.
The microphone has step
back. It's the day where we smash all the toys.
Vito's booty.
You're a man who tweets about the boys. What's in the box? You know you want it.
Vito's booty.
Don't get on the scale or I smash it to shit.
Vito's booty.
Everyone knows the microphone adds 10 pounds, right?
Let's get a drum roll, please. Oh, you cocksucker! You are barely... I'm very disappointed in you.
I've been eating all, like... It's gonna go away. It's like temporary weight.
What is it?
It's just Vegas weight.
You were... What were you last week?
Like 290.
You were 291.
Okay.
And in the last 24 hours.
I've been drinking a lot of water. There's a lot of water.
You drank a lot of water.
I drank a lot of water. It's very hot in the desert.
Bro, you went from 287 to 291.
Yeah.
To 299.
This doesn't count. That's all Vegas weight. It's going to come off.
When you drive out, it's going to come off.
Yeah, as I go through the desert, I'm going to sweat it all off. It's going to be fun.
You have a whole day and a half here, too. You. Do not take him to any more steak dinners.
I really
like this. You take this.
The Vito VIP experience is open. I gotta go to the Golden Steer. Anybody wants to
come? The VFE, the Vito friend experience is fucking closed.
All right, well, I have a Vito Corleone pop figure. This is trash and I hate you. But there is money in here and I like that. So that's beautiful.
All right, well, I'll give you one of your toys that I took out.
Yeah, okay.
And it's actually a mother's
from the hit TV show The Boys. It's the black guy from The Boys, everyone. Can you believe it? This is worth at least $4. All right, guys. We're wrapping this up.
Yeah, all right, everybody. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming by.
Sorry for the delay. Shout out to Bag of Schmidt. Everyone be quiet for Bag of Schmidt Super Chat. Is that the only one?
Yeah.
Patrick? Thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you.
Carl is giving me the nod that he thanks you as well, and can't wait to see you tomorrow, tonight. Stay here for the stand-up thing. Thank you for watching our show. Patrick, thank you for fitting us in, for God's sake. I can thank more people until everyone falls over. Thank you, everybody. And let's hear it for Stuttering John. Yes! Let's hear it for not letting Nick Rikita fuck your wife.
Yeah!
All right, go drink.